For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. Well, well, well. As we close in on the Labor Day week, it's Sean Morash here on Evan and Tiki. Loogie with me. Pat Boyle with me. Let's have a day, as the kids like to say, at 888-808-1019. Of course, we'll get into the Mets season, their win in Arizona, and I think they got to be dreaming about a little more this week if they are serious about catching the Atlanta Braves. Plenty of football to get to. No, the Giants haven't claimed a corner, but the Jets have been seen and not heard. More on that in a little bit as well. But I think it's time to say this, and it's been time to say it, but it's now time to more than say it and hammer down. And I don't know how every Yankee fan won't be in agreement on this at 888-808-1019, but if you are, it's a call to a cry for help to Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees. Are we serious about taking this year with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Gerrit Cole and Jazz Chisholm? Are we serious about doing all we can to win a World Series? Just 24 hours ago when Evan was still here and we were sniffing his armpits and doing whatever we do with Evan Roberts, we debated back and forth on what would be a successful Yankee year. Is losing a World Series acceptable? And I still think it is if it is to the Phillies or the Dodgers, but that's neither here nor there. The Yankees, yet again, fail to sweep a far, far inferior opponent to them. Just like we saw in Game 2 versus Colorado. Just like we've seen on and on and on and on. I mean, insert the series over the last 2-3 months. Even the Yankees have slightly turned this around post-deadline. They just can't figure out a way to sweep these teams, and last night was no different. But there is a way in the post-trade deadline world for the Yankees to rev things up with a month left in the season and get serious about being all in. Because on a night filled with not being able to touch Patrick freaking Corbin, on a night where the Yankees fell back to, you know, 500 in games decided by two runs or less, on a night like this, all of the Yankee fables both in Washington or the solutions out of Washington were on display. The Yankees need to get cutthroat and cutthroat now if they are truly in on being a World Series champion. And now, Sean, what do you mean by cutthroat? What do you mean by cutthroat? Well, let's start right here. Eric Bolin, 15 minutes ago, covers the Yankees Newsday. Tweets. Rival scout assigned the Yankee system who recently saw Jason Dominguez during his coverage of Scranton said, and I quote, "He is ready to go back. Saw flashes of everything you want to see. He ran well, hit the ball out of the park. He didn't defend as well as I've seen in the past, but he's ready," end quote. That is at AAA. In Somerset at AA, Anthony Rizzo, ahead of schedule, picked up a first base glove and hit a ding-dong out of the park last night. And I know Anthony Rizzo had his struggles earlier in the year, and I'm not acting like he's the Anthony Rizzo of the Cub days, the Anthony Rizzo that the Yankees got at the deadline a couple of years ago, but he is still a major solution. And on top of that, when the Yankees were listless offensively, who was a big part that woke them up too little too late last night? It was Austin Wells finally checking into the game. You see, teams that are serious about winning World Series don't play nice to people. They don't play nice to good, quote-unquote, soldiers on the team. And those soldiers include DJ LeMahieu, Jose Trevino, and even, I'm going to give Verdugo a pass and assume they won't have the guts to do it and they shouldn't, Trent Grisham off the bench. If the Yankees are serious about winning the World Series, two of those guys mainly need to be gone, and the other, Trevino, needs to basically only be seen when there's a day game after a night game or Austin Wells physically can't go out there anymore. We know what is about to happen for the New York Yankees when Anthony Rizzo is ready. Perhaps as early as this weekend, they are going to do the simple thing, the comfortable thing. They're going to send Ben Rice Baby back down to AAA. And I know that he struggled and he hasn't been the same player. Guess what? He also hasn't been able to get consistent at-bats because Aaron Boone has a love affair with DJ LeMahieu. And because of that, DJ LeMahieu will stick around on this roster while a young, enthusiastic kid gets buried, goes back down to AAA. Hey, thanks for all you did earlier in the year. That is wrong. That should not happen. And real teams, true championship teams, do the uncomfortable. It is no longer right there in front of us when it comes to DJ LeMahieu. In fact, the biggest thing you could give him, and the biggest thing he started to do when Ben Rice was playing mainly every day, was come in late defensively at first base. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if it's in his head, but last night it fully cratered. DJ LeMahieu's defense now is even questionable. Big whoopity freaking do that he had a big grand slam versus the Phillies what feels like a month ago. Maybe it is a month ago. That was the day the rest of us, Loogie, me, Evan Tiki, were out at Citi Field watching the Mets and Twins that day. But that is forever ago, and that was the one glimmer of hope. You want to win a World Series, you have 25 guys, 26 guys, I've lost count with baseball stupid rules, whoever's on the roster. DJ LeMahieu cannot be here anymore. He is no longer a major league player. DJ LeMahieu was a former hitting machine that the wheels have fallen off. You know what DJ LeMahieu is now? A Long Island Duck. And he's occupying a Yankee roster spot. And not only occupying a Yankee roster spot, he's playing every day and being hidden behind the cover of, well, he's got to play versus lefties because Ben Rice doesn't hit versus lefties. Oswaldo Cabrera, I can't pinch hit Oswaldo Cabrera. Do you see his numbers versus Finnegan? Do you see his numbers versus lefties? What are DJ LeMahieu's numbers versus lefties? I'll give you a hint. You don't need sabermetrics. It's not even a number. You know what DJ LeMahieu's numbers are? It's a word. They're cheeks.
We're leaning into kicking ass.
He stinks versus anybody, left side, right side. It doesn't matter. World Series teams don't carry corpses of DJ LeMahieu on there. He's not even valuable off the bench defensively because Oswaldo Cabrera plays all those positions better. And then there's Jose Trevino. And I don't like calling people liars, but people are liars. And for the first time, I've been a defender, and I like him. I like Aaron Boone as a manager gets too much heat. He lied to us. Because when Jose Trevino was coming off of the IL, Jose Trevino, we were told, oh no, this is Austin Wells. He was hitting cleanup. Austin Wells, when he's good and he's right, and I know Giancarlo was just coming back, was the solution in the cleanup hole for this team behind Soto and Judge. And now we're force-feeding Jose Trevino. Spoiler alert. His throwing problems, by the way, defensively, I don't want to hear about his defense, still are a problem. Can't throw anybody out. And he is a guy that when he's in the lineup has to hit at best seventh, and that's being generous. Why would you take a formidable bat out of the middle of your order, one of the better offensive catchers in baseball, to do a lefty-righty platoon? Enough. And I'm not saying the Yankees have a better backup catcher solution, so that's why I'm not suggesting they waive Jose Trevino, but get serious, be cutthroat. Look at the former fake all-star from 2 years ago, the guy who can't throw anybody out and tell him, sorry, you're the day game after a night game catcher on a Saturday afternoon. And that's all you are. Austin Wells has to play every day. DJ LeMahieu needs to be DFA'd the moment Anthony Rizzo gets back, not just do the comfortable thing in sending Ben Rice down. And then let's go to the outfield situation. Today is a very important day in Yankee land. Do you know why that is? Today officially marks in games where Jason Dominguez can come up to this organization and no longer will this qualify as his rookie season when factoring in, you know, games he played last year, this year. So that clock, if you're worried about when you're going to pay Jason Dominguez, won't really get started again until next year. You teased us Yankee fans on a night in Williamsport where you got to carry a 27th man and you played Dominguez. And yes, he went hitless that night versus the Tigers. Guess what? The team stunk that night. Big blown save. Jason Dominguez is a better baseball player. Don't tell us he's not, because when you needed to sell tickets and make sure fans came in August and September last year before he got hurt, what did we get shown as Yankee fans? A heaping pile of Jason Dominguez. Now suddenly the team's rolling and you don't want to call up Jason Dominguez. Why? Because Trent Grisham's a very good vested veteran. You don't want to hurt his feelings.
It's a long-ass season.
Because Doogie is the guy that Boone begged Cashman to get here, and he's the guy, you know, he has all that great locker room feel with Judge and with Soto, and he came up with the dogs thing. You don't want to hurt his feelings and not play him every day. Bush, we're done being nice guys as Yankee fans, Brian Cashman and the Yankees. We want results, and you will not find in the Aaron Judge era of Yankee baseball a more, I'll use the word, easy path to a World Series in terms of your opponents than what you have in 2024. And instead, by keeping DJ LeMahieu around here, and you know that that because he's such a good veteran, Aaron Boone's not going to be able to help himself. He'll still find at-bats when Anthony Rizzo comes back. You watch. And bury Oswaldo Cabrera further. And you watch. They won't switch up the Jose Trevino thing. And you watch. They'll wait till September, then Dominguez will come here as that extra guy, and they'll still play Grisham a couple times in center. You watch. They won't do the uncomfortable because they're afraid of hurting feelings. Say what you want to say about Joe Girardi. He didn't care how bad Jorge Posada's feelings got hurt. The Yankees didn't care at one point how bad Bernie Williams' feelings were hurt when he was at the end of the road. And yet we're so worried about DJ LeMahieu's feelings and Trent Grisham's feelings, Jose Trevino's feelings. Field the best roster, the best starting nine, and you won't have absentee nights like you had versus the Nationals or crap afternoons like you had Saturday versus Colorado. Go on and on and on. You won't have non-sweeps versus a historically bad team like the Chicago White Sox where you lose by double digits. We didn't forget that. And the reason those days exist is not because this is baseball. Oh, that's baseball, Susan. We love that saying. Great t-shirt. It's because the Yankees are too afraid to be cutthroat. Do you know who was cutthroat? Loogie and Evan yesterday tried to make sure to tell me. Loogie, correct me wrong. Who do you call the Yankees, Daddy?
Well, to be fair, the final boss of the Yankees is the Houston Astros.
And what did the Houston Astros do this year that helped turn their season around? They looked at Jose Abreu, who couldn't hit for crap, and they DFA'd him despite his contract. Why is DJ LeMahieu any different than Jose Abreu? Why?
Because the Yankees run a country club.
Yeah.
And DJ is a longstanding member, and they're very loyal to their members.
Yeah, and that's exactly it.
I botched it again.
Stop being so loyal and be cutthroat. Because championships aren't guaranteed. And as we've come to know in this town, not just the Yankees, even getting to these bad boys is hard to do. We've talked about the Knicks in this town. And, you know, Loogie likes to call them the uncrowned champions. Last year was a pretty wide open Eastern Conference, which is why the pain of the Knicks injuries stung so bad for those fans. Okay? The Rangers in this town making two conference finals in the last 3 years and getting there and losing. Those moments sting. But you know why they stung worse? Because it felt like real opportunity. And I fear, for different reasons, the Knicks with the injuries, the Rangers just didn't have enough to get through. I fear that the same end result is awaiting this Yankee team this year, whether it be to the Royals, the Astros, the Orioles, whoever they might run into. And we're going to be asking how and why we got to this spot. And ultimately, it will likely be because the Yankees weren't cutthroat enough. And if the Yankees aren't playing a Game 7 or a Game 6 and they're building in the ALCS because they haven't won the division, you're going to look back on nights like last night and wonder why DJ LeMahieu was playing, why Oswaldo Cabrera was not. You're going to look back on afternoons like Colorado. You're going to look back at that game versus the White Sox. All of these games versus bad opponents and wonder, man, this Yankee team couldn't sweep any of those teams. All of those games have added up, and there's a reason the Yankees never ran and hid from the Orioles, and there's a reason that today we wake up after a loss to the Nationals only one game up on the Baltimore Orioles. And it's because the Yankees aren't serious enough about winning a World Series. And they won't be serious enough until DJ LeMahieu is not on this roster, until Jason Dominguez is on this roster for probably Trent Grisham, and until Austin Wells, we stop acting like Austin Wells is, he's going to play every day. He doesn't play every day. You're playing a ton of lefties, and you keep playing Trevino. We were lied to. And frankly, I've had enough.
You would think the Yankees would show a little more urgency here. This could be the one and only season for Juan Soto. Aaron Judge is not getting any younger. This could be the best of Aaron Judge. This is probably the best team that Aaron Judge has been on, because when you play with Juan Soto, how could it not be?
Yep.
Be and show that urgency, especially for your fans, because the drought for Yankee standards is very long. So yeah, there's no urgency. Here we are at the end of August, and you got basically DJ LeMahieu fumbling over himself at first base.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's the thing. If DJ LeMahieu's here for his defense, which he's not, they keep thinking he's going to get going offensively. It's too late now. It's about to be Labor Day weekend. We've had college football games. DJ LeMahieu's not going to get it going this year, okay? Florida State's already lost the game. It's enough already. And Ben Rice is going to go down. And thanks for all you did for us, because we got to be nice to all these veterans. Screw that. I want to win, and I want to do the uncomfortable. Real championship teams get cutthroat. Brian Cashman, it's time to get cutthroat. DJ LeMahieu should not start another game for the 2024 New York Yankees. And I had some help. What's up, baby? It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Sean Morash here. Loogie with us. Boyle with us. The Wednesday, the final, I guess we call this the final Wednesday of summer, although I still consider September summer, frankly. The pool stays open in my house till October 1st.
You could still go to the beach on the weekends in September.
Of course.
Unfortunately, we are succumbed to living our lives based on what people that have kids and teachers do. But the reality is summer starts late June and ends late September.
Yeah, absolutely. But I get it. You know, vacation time is over. Our focus here goes to football. We try to figure out how to split football and summer. Man, I love summer. I love summer. Let's get to your calls. Let's start it off on the Yankees and how they are not serious if they keep running DJ LeMahieu and Jose Trevino out there. 888-808-1019. Mario in Long Beach, or Mario. What's up, dude?
What's going on? How you doing, Sean?
What's up, man?
Sean and Loogie, nice to hear you guys on.
Yes,
the show.
Thank you, thank you. What's going on?
Listen, what you said is exactly right, especially LeMahieu and Cabrera. And in fact, I was talking to Pat when he was screening the call, and he was telling me, you know, I told him the same thing. Cabrera's hitting like 255. I mean, he's hitting 60 points higher than LeMahieu.
Well, I believe
he could play first base also.
I'll let you continue. Did we forget, because I didn't forget, in April, when our Lord and Savior Aaron Judge, by the way, who I'm not knocking, but of course he grounds into the double play with the bases loaded, when he couldn't hit anything in April and Soto was raking, it was Oswaldo Cabrera in April who helped
Yankee
offense
along. Right,
I don't forget that, and yet he's been buried, and every time he doesn't play, we get, bro, he can't hit lefties, as if DJ LeMahieu is Babe Ruth versus lefties.
They did the same thing with Andujar way back when they had
and
him.
He's
a good hitter. They ruined him, too. Same exact way. You're right exactly what you're saying. But I do like where they're going this year because, listen, everybody wanted to dump.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fiber too, and look what he's doing now.
Glaber.
Yes. I mean, even myself. I think you probably did too, right? At some point in time. I don't know how you felt.
I like Gleyber Torres. I don't love Gleyber Torres. I would never pay Gleyber long term. And I think that Gleyber is a classic guy where, and there's plenty of these athletes that exist on teams and they've existed in this town before, where somebody doesn't live up to the expectations of what you thought they were going to be, but that doesn't change the fact that they're still a productive, important player for your team. And you need to, as a fan, separate that. Gleyber Torres never became that American League MVP type player they thought they were getting from the Cubs. And he's incredibly frustrating. But the Yankees have far worse problems when he's still been a really productive player for them. And I wouldn't pay him long term because of that. But no, I would still like Gleyber Torres to go out there, play every day, and I think he's going to be an important part of what the Yankees do. Diego from East Meadow, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
What's up, man?
The frustrating part about this, and the caller before kind of stole my thunder, they did the same thing with Miguel Andujar's recovery. He didn't get at-bats because of Troy Tulowitzki, because of Cameron Maben. And the reason I feel
I don't mean to rain on the guy's parade, but because Gio Urshela played such great defense. It was all about the defense.
Right, but this is why this doesn't feel any different. And you mentioned the fact about Bernie and all that. Don't forget, the great A-Rod was also forced out because he lost it. They had no problem telling him to go hit the shelf.
But the last 5 years, that's changed. Too, Josh Donaldson,
because
these guys were allowed to play and play and play.
Right, but it's still a business. And that's the difference between the George Steinbrenner era and now, is that winning is not the most important thing. They want to get their investment from LeMahieu. Like, they don't want to cut him because they invested too much money, and they don't want to start the clock on Dominguez, and they don't want to give Cabrera any at bats. Like they're just worried about the financials. They're like, they say they're all in. That's their slogan.
Right, and they
people
are to,
that don't
they
watch
are to
the
an
team
extent
on a day to day basis. They,
right, but they you're right. You're
exactly
right
to a certain extent, but they're not. They're like 60% in. It's like, we're gonna be here, but we also want to watch like our income. That's all this guy cares about. Yeah.
They do not want to eat money. They don't want to eat money. And look, if DJ LeMahieu were DFA'd today, and I don't know, pick your random team. Let's say a veteran team like the Kansas City Royals, who, by the way, are beating the Guardians again today. They're going to give them a honk and a wave past them to first place. Picked up DJ LeMahieu, you know, perfect veteran guy to have in his locker room. And DJ LeMahieu arrived at Yankee Stadium in a Royal uniform, in an ALDS, or dare I even say an ALCS, and he hit, 400, had an unbelievable OPS, and just had the series of his life. As a fan, I'm sure I would say, of course, but I'd have to tip my cap and go, I never saw this coming. I still would DFA him again. It's August, 28th? It's not happening for DJ LeMahieu. It's just not happening. And the idea and the goal, like, we're idiots. We are being treated like idiots. Yes, for every optimist out there, and I still think this team is going to a World Series. I'm not acting as if I think yesterday was the end-all be-all, but they make their path there more difficult by doing this. They act like we're stupid. To sell me about pinch hitting for DJ LeMahieu or on his defense and keep bringing up the idea of who they have on the bench and who does what versus lefties and righties, and then bury the fact that DJ LeMahieu doesn't hit anybody. I don't care what Oswaldo Cabrera is hitting 050 versus lefties. I know when Oswaldo Cabrera plays baseball games or Ben Rice plays baseball games, something positive tends to happen. That's all. Maybe it's an energized play. Maybe Ben Rice, Oswaldo Cabrera, better chance to run into one than DJ LeMahieu has ever given the Yankees this year outside of the one grand slam versus Philly. Anthony Rizzo's coming. Anthony Rizzo will be here. And I don't think Anthony Rizzo is like the perfect solution. He struggled at the beginning of the year. He will give you more than LeMahieu. They're going to run Rice right back to the AAA. And basically, LeMahieu on the Yankee bench when Rizzo comes back to Aaron Boone is going to be like me when I pass the Haagen-Dazs a million times in my freezer. Eventually, I'm opening that up and I'm getting into it. He can't help himself, Boone, with playing him.
And as far as what Diego said about the investment on DJ, like you said, they're not getting anything more out of this guy. They've sucked everything they can get out of him. But to me, they got a good investment on him. Let me take you back in time here. When LeMahieu was a free agent, it was between LeMahieu and Jed Lowry for the Mets. Now, Negative Tommy would tell you Jed Lowry was an absolute stiff, and he was horrible. Look at what DJ has done with the Yankees. He had a good career, batting title. I think at one point, the best hitter on the team.
Yeah.
Or certainly the guy you'd want up there in a big spot.
He could fall out of bed and get a hit. That was the saying.
But it goes back to,
now he doesn't get out of bed.
Frank Sinatra hasn't sold an album last year. Like, at one point, you got to move on here. And nobody wants to hear that the Yankees don't want to spend the money or it's all about money. That's just not an excuse. It's been forever since they've won a World Series. It's been forever since they've been to a World Series. And you don't, to me, this is very un-Yankee. Like, this is what the Twins would do. They would have DJ LeMahieu out there over the hill, over the thing here. So they just got to cut bait with these guys. It's frustrating. They're not like listening to the audience, in my opinion.
And to wake up this morning or go to bed last night, depending on how late you went to bed, and see that the Orioles beat the Dodgers and here are the Yankees. Think about this. Think about where we were 24 hours ago. And it doesn't mean the division's over. It doesn't mean any of that. I'm just saying the path the Yankees create for themselves, they make things more difficult than it has to be. They were playing the crappy Washington Nationals on a night the Orioles were playing the Dodgers. And all right, wasn't their night. Somehow they couldn't hit Patrick Corbin, but again, can't hit lefties. LeMahieu can't hit lefties. Makes a terrible error. And they watch the Orioles go beat the Dodgers, and you lose a game in the standings on a night you're playing the Nationals because you're too stubborn and you keep playing these crap old guys or guys who just, you're loyal to. It's enough already.
This is a deeper dive, but there was a time in baseball where the Yankees had a competitive advantage over everybody else because of the way they ran their business, because of the way they spent money. That's not there anymore. Look at the Orioles. They have a billionaire owner. They have young players. The Dodgers. Other teams do what the Yankees used to do. The Yankees have to change the way they do things now. They can't just spend a ton of money and run people over anymore. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. But you can't complain, right? And we'll have Chris McMonagle in here with me tomorrow, by the way. McMonagle will be here tomorrow. And if Chris was here, I can't wait to get into this with him. What do you want? You got the most wins in the American League. What I want is them to take it serious. They can have more wins in the American League and not be a game up if they stop doing this.
Yeah, and again, Sean, with the division not being a formality yet, you're risking losing games to stiff teams like the Nationals. And like
think
you said,
about how many of these games they could have back over the last month.
And like all these callers have said so far, this is nothing new. Don't remember when 2 years ago Joey Gallo pinch hit as the tying run in the eighth inning against Edwin Diaz, as if we didn't know what the result was going to be. It's the same kind of stuff now with LeMahieu.
It's an absolute joke. I remember when we were lied to this year and we were told that J.D. Davis is he's not far from getting it going. He was DFA'd a week later after hitting cleanup. I mean, I'm just done with the lies. Stop lying to the fans like they're idiots. Irrational, maybe. We're not idiots. Well, some of you, maybe. 888-808-1019. Erica in Old Bridge. Erica, what's up?
Hey, Sean. How's it going? So, nothing much, man. So, like you said, it's August 28th. Our 1-5 needs to be consistent. Gleyber Torres has gotten it going at the one spot. Soto is second. Judge, third. Wells needs to be fourth every day, in and out. A-Rod even said it at Old Timers Day. A consistent lineup is important.
Yeah.
So that means Austin Wells needs time to start. And I knew he wasn't going to start yesterday's game, but for some reason, when I saw it, it pissed me off.
It should.
Because Trevino has started more games.
Because we were told when Trevino was coming back, it's still Austin Wells' job every day, and they'll work Trevino in. And he has played at least once every series. It's a joke. Yep.
I looked it up. Trevino has started more games since coming off the IL than Wells.
How is that possible? No problem playing Austin Wells versus lefties when Trevino wasn't there. It's a joke, Erica.
It's infuriating. And you see the team salivating when he's behind the plate. They were running all over him yesterday. He makes that blunder throw at first. And Wells ends up pinch hitting anyway in all those games. Trevino gets two at-bats those games. So what are we actually doing?
Yeah, being nice, Erica. They're being nice, thanks for the call, to some of their veterans, like Trevino. They're not being cutthroat. Imagine the Astros kept running Jose Abreu out there. But the Astros know what it takes to win a World Series a lot more recently than the Yankees do. And I hate to say that because I don't fear them anymore. But they take this more seriously than the Yankees do. They take it more seriously.
They're not running a country club. Yeah.
And for all the talk, right, I know Evans hinted on this, and I saw that we did a digital rod that Jerry said this to. You know why Luis Gil is going to come back in the starting rotation and not be entertained in the bullpen? Do you know why that's going to happen? Has nothing to do with his ability to start or not relieve. They don't want to hurt Clay Holmes' feelings either.
And they do nothing outside the box. They kind of like, I apologize for the analogy here, but they just, all right, they let the gasoline go down to the end like Kramer did when they rented that car. They just let all the gas sort of bleed out of the engine here.
Did you call it gasoline?
What?
Nobody's called it gasoline.
No, I didn't say gasoline, did I?
Yes, you did.
Did I say gasoline?
I think you said gasoline.
Yeah. Jesus, you should start calling me Tom now. I sound like my father. I apologize if I said gasoline. I meant gas. They let the gas run out of the tank, and they basically let the season end on a whimper every single year.
Can I just play devil's advocate for one thing with the Wells Trevino? I don't disagree that Wells should be playing on like 90% of the games from here on out. They have faced like six lefties in a row. His splits against lefties are horrendous. So I don't disagree. And with the main point that you're making, that they're trying to get these guys in and get them reps any way they can in the false hope that they'll all of a sudden be something, they do have a reason to put Trevino in the lineup over and over again because they're facing lefty after lefty after lefty.
But
when Wells,
he doesn't hit either. And his idea is, well, Trevino's a better defensive catcher than Wells. Everybody runs wild on him. He can't throw anybody out.
Yeah, that's false.
So I get that Austin Wells is a worse hitter versus lefties. And I get that Oswaldo Cabrera is not great versus lefties. And I get that Ben Rice isn't great versus lefties. But the solution, the crap sandwich we're being sold back, also suck versus lefties.
The Yankees are the best franchise in sports. The best players on the team should be playing. You should not be managing or running this team through a notebook. The best players should be on the field. This is the same old tired song and dance. And it's like, you're not getting any kind of different results. You're going to change this, like I said earlier in the show. Soto could be gone at the end of the year. I'm not saying that to troll, but he could be. Judge is in the prime of his career. He's going to be, what, 33 next year? How many more years are you going to get out of this guy like this?
Stanton may be at the best you will see him again in a Yankee uniform this year. And I've been hard on him. He's only going to get older. We've seen him more injury prone than this. This is the year to take advantage. And more importantly, forget the lineup. Forget Soto 1 year. Forget all of that. It's the league. It's the pathway. Are the Red Sox a vintage Red Sox team knocking on the door as years past? No. And as much as you want to say, you know, your final whatever, what do you keep calling the Astros?
The Astros are the Yankees' final boss.
All right, final boss.
The Rock.
Whether they're the final boss or not, forget that argument for a second, Lugie. Can we admit this? They still aren't the same Astros. And that was my point of the argument. The American League has not been this wide open since Aaron Judge was a Yankee, and they're blowing an opportunity to give a honking away piss to the Orioles by like 4 or 5 games because they keep losing games like last time.
I think it's baseball in general. I don't think anybody's going to reach 100 wins this year. Everybody's been up and down, the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Yankees. Everybody's been up and down, so it's the best pathway for Boone, for Judge, for this Yankee team to win a World Series, and there's no sense of urgency. Yeah. They're just going through the motions, late August, whatever.
Now, we will continue to take your calls on the Yankees. I'm not breaking, but there is minor Giants news, okay? We'll break glass here. So one of the cuts yesterday that
I have that.
You have it? Let's break it. You didn't quite have it. It was a little hesitation there, Boyle. Okay, so here's the deal. Isaiah Hodgins is coming back to the Giants. He will be on their practice squad to start the year. Now, look, the Giant 1 through 53, we could debate in a little bit because I think they obviously have a mess. While everybody's arguing with each other about Daniel Jones, the cornerback room's a mess. It is refreshing that the wide receiver room has gotten deep enough that Isaiah Hodgins, perhaps their best receiver from 2 years ago on a playoff team, was being able to be waived. But I do like that he is coming back into the fold because should the Giants suffer an injury in the wide receiver room, Hyatt, Slayton, God forbid Malik Nabers, we know the rapport, Hodgins, Daniel Jones, 7 touchdowns since he got here, and they don't have a lot of touchdown passes. I am happy that Isaiah Hodgins is not getting a deal elsewhere, and he will be back in the fold in East Rutherford's practice squad to start.
Yeah, that one surprised me because they got rid of Robinson, they got rid of Hodgins, and they got rid of McKenzie, too, right? I was like,
well,
I know
he got hurt at the end while you were in Nashville.
It's a deep, wide, anything that happened in Nashville to me didn't exist.
He got hurt. He's done for the year, season AIR. You got to remember this. For everybody screaming and yelling, why did the Giants not carry a fifth receiver like that? This year is ironically a year built for Joe Judge because special teams matter again. The kick returns, the kickoffs, all of that. Touchback season is over. and you need guys, the bottom 20 players on your roster better be really good on special teams, especially that kick coverage. Because how many of these football games are coming down to one possession or something like that? And guess what? A kick return the other way, and suddenly a game is 30-23, and you realize all your week's worth of preparation lost like that. That's how a Bryce Ford Wheaton makes the roster in that spot. We'll continue to take your calls on the Yankees.
Oh, my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Going to need more than a double shot if the Yankees lose another game to the Washington Nationals. Yankee pregame will follow me here on Evan and Tiki. Sean Morash on the Fan. The 6:05 pregame. Tomorrow, Rutgers and Howell College football. You have Rutgers on the Fan tomorrow night as that partnership continues. College football in full swing. The NFL a week away. More good Yankee news as I've rained on the Yankee parade throughout the hour. The Yankees have announced the Yankees have transferred the rehab assignment of Clark Schmidt from AA Somerset to AAA Scranton. So Clark Schmidt, you got to figure 10 days away. Let's give him two starts in Scranton before he's back up here. And don't belittle this. I've debated this with Evan a bunch too. If Clark Schmidt gets a good month up here, which it seems like we're close to having, and he looks anything like he did at the beginning of the year, Clark Schmidt, don't kid yourself, is one of the three best Yankee pitchers in this rotation, okay? Because Luis Gil was so dominant, I think we undersold how important and how good Clark Schmidt was. And the Yankees need him to be good. They need to develop young starting pitchers, and if they can get Gil and Schmidt both to be real pillars of this rotation. But Clark Schmidt is not some kind of throwaway guy. He was a really important piece to start the year, and that was kind of devastating when he got hurt. I would put Clark Schmidt way up in that circle of trust. Even I know Nestor has been great lately, and I know Stroman is hit or miss. I trust Clark Schmidt over both of those guys to start a big game. But he's also got to prove that he is going to be that guy that he was at the beginning of the year and some of the stuff that we saw at the end of last year. But that's really important because, frankly, he might be a good kid, and he might have a future like Clark Schmidt. Will Warren is unpitchable in these games. He is a punt and a half when he comes out and pitches these games every 5 days. He's just not ready. Maybe that's a guy next year, the year after, we look at and you go, okay, he had to go through those growing pains. But Will Warren has been atrocious. You look up, the offense feels deflated. They got no chance to come back in some of these games. But Clark Schmidt, good to see him going to AAA. So hopefully within the next 10 days. So think about this. If the Yankees really cared, really actually cared about winning, Clark Schmidt, Jason Dominguez, Anthony Rizzo, all on this team within the next 10 days. All on this team. Will they be? We shall see. And if they are, when they are, who are the guys gone in favor of them? In my opinion, DJ LeMahieu, the time is now to DFA him. And I don't think the Yankees are going to do it because they're not cutthroat enough the way the Houston Astros are. And they don't value the championship window currently in front of them. And just think, we'll get by. We could do both. We could have our cake and eat it too. Gary in Monroe. Gary, what's up?
What's up, Sean? Sean, I love you. You hit it right on the head. I called up 10 times saying the same thing you did. But the only thing you left out.
Okay.
Since when is Clay Holmes Mariano Rivera?
Mariano.
You have Canely.
Yeah, they think he's Mariano.
They put him in. Huh?
He's not even Rafael Soriano.
I'm telling you. And you know what's funny? You have Canely pitching like Wetland right now. Pitching so good.
Yeah.
Let him be the closer. Let him close.
Can't hurt Clay's feelings. By the way, Gary, I don't know if you saw this. Matt Blake, the pitching coach, had some kind of quote where he came out and said, I know everybody's going to focus on the blown saves, but in reality, it's not a big... Are you kidding me? Of course we're going to focus on the blown saves when your job is to close a game.
How many saves he blew for Stroman? Plus Stroman leaves the game pitching good.
The problem is, Clay Holmes is not a bad reliever. But when you go to end a game, you need a guy with just strikeout stuff where you need that. And now Clay occasionally gets that, but he puts too many balls in play. It's the type of pitcher he is. That's not a style of closer you need in Major League Baseball versus elite teams because fluky things happen, and that's how you blow games. You can't have guys on base.
And also, you hit it with Wells. Wells hits lefties better than Trevino hits lefties, and he's a lefty.
Right.
Leave him in the lineup.
leave him in the lineup.
The guy can't be good enough to protect Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in a lineup and then suddenly not be good enough to play versus lefties because Jose Trevino's here. It's ridiculous.
Do you think Boone cares more about blowing bubbles than his players? That's what I think. I don't know.
I hope he means the children's toy. Frank at Pearl River. Frank, what's up?
And they both have pools, so they don't.
Yeah, they do. No, what kind of pools, Frank? Indoor, outdoor, in-ground, above-ground?
Yeah, my younger one got married.
Good for his younger one.
You got to go in-ground if you could afford it.
Yeah.
Do you think
calamari at the cocktail hour for his younger one?
A calamari at the cocktail hour? Let me just say this right now. It might be a hot take. I'm done with calamari. I am.
What?
It's become too...
What a pivot.
Well, you asked me about calamari.
Yeah.
I think it's become too trendy. You order it every time. Sometimes it's chewy. I'd rather mix it up. Is that fair?
Calamari is a lot like Aaron Boone's lineups. They're inconsistent. But when done well.
Yeah. Maybe you're just eating bad calamari.
Oh, you squirt the lemon over it, and then it's all crispy. You dip it in the marinara.
No, I would never put lemon on it. My wife puts lemon on it all the time. Drives me absolutely crazy.
It's delicious.
If I want lemon flavor, I'll have something that's a lemon.
No.
I do not like lemon on it.
You'll have something that's a lemon. Lugie, you just took a big step back in my book.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm ahead of the curve on this one with the calamari. No. You'll understand someday.
You go to Olive Garden, you squirt that lemon over, you dip it in the marinara. So good. So good.
Not to go down the rabbit hole here, but to me, Olive Garden, it's the salad, it's the breadsticks, and then after
and the
that,
calamari.
It is what it is.
You guys are talking about... Now you're both taking steps back.
And it's calamari.
You're using Olive Garden as an example. You can't do that.
Well,
not everybody goes to any authentic Italian restaurant.
Not everybody goes to Uncle Tony's in Hillsborough, New Jersey.
I live in Jersey. You guys live on Long Island. You live in Queens. You live on Long Island.
I have a great Italian place by me.
Exactly. You can find one. There's seven in a 5-mile radius. You can get good calamari.
Have you met Sean? Patty, let Uncle Shawnee teach you a little something about radio.
You want to teach me about where good calamari is and you tell me Olive Garden?
I'm not saying that. First of all, Olive Garden gets too much disrespect in this town. It's like Capo Caco, okay?
The breadsticks and salad are amazing.
He stinks.
My point is... If you're out there in the audience, maybe you're in Connecticut. Maybe you're on Long Island. Maybe you're in Queens. Maybe you're in Manhattan. Maybe you're in New Jersey. There's an Olive Garden within 5 miles. I was just trying to reach a common denominator who sells calamari to everybody.
Yeah, it's more relatable to say a place that everyone's been to an Olive Garden. My point, though, is this. It's become like the lobster mac and cheese. It's become very trendy. Everybody gets it. And I think people are too embarrassed or they don't want to say calamari again. Like, I think there's a lot of people that feel
clams oregano every time? That's not a crowd pleaser.
I like mussels, especially like with the sauce. Now, I understand that they don't always offer this stuff.
You like mussels so much, you don't have any.
Calm down. I'm a lean cuisine. A little tuna tartare. I'm just saying. I think it's got to a point now where it's become, like, overrated. Like a sports athlete where you're like, enough. I could get rid of calamari for, like, the next 5 years. If I never had it, it wouldn't bother me that much.
The other problem that you're running into, it's a crowd pleaser in terms of, when you go to a place and you order appetizers, there is seemingly no in-between. If you get an order like calamari or like, let's say you're not going to an Italian restaurant, you get nachos. You know there's enough there. If you got 6-8 people at a table, we're all pecking away at it. But if you don't order that, you order the fresh mozzarella or the burrata. It's enough to feed 2 or 3 people and you have 6 people there starving at the table. So it also serves a purpose that there's a little bit there for
everybody.
So is it good
or is it efficient?
Both. It's both.
I agree. When it's not good, it's really not good. I agree with that. But it doesn't make it overrated. When it's good, it's awesome.
Yeah. That just means you're going to a lot of bad restaurants. Or you or your wife don't know how to make calamari.
I'm just saying I'm sick of it and I'm ready for something else. That's all I'm saying.
Wipe the octopus off your face, all right? 888-808-1019.
The dad jokes are just so rotten.
Matt in Hillsborough. Speaking of rotten, Matt, what's up?
Hey, first of all, there's no Uncle Tony's in Hillsborough. But that's besides the point. Love you guys.
Matt, I didn't even realize when I made the Hillsborough joke that my next caller was from Hillsborough.
Nice. I'm like, Uncle Tony's there. What are you talking? Cafe Piazza, sure.
Okay.
Uncle Tony? I'm like, no.
All right. What do you got, Matt?
Love you guys. So, got a question and a point, observation. One, talk about Evan not wearing deodorant. Can you describe what he smells like specifically? And it's not calamari.
So can I describe it? So when I smelt him 2 days ago without deodorant, honestly, I know this is like not funny. It smelled like a dumpster. You ever on a hot August day walk past a dumpster in like the back of a shopping center? His armpit smelled like that. Now, yesterday it was much better. I don't want to totally rain on him. But you got your grown man put on deodorant. It's an odd, it's perhaps the oddest Evan thing that he doesn't wear deodorant.
I mean, even antiperspirant, like, you know, just something to cover the smell.
Isn't, I hate to say this, isn't antiperspirant deodorant? What is the difference?
It's splitting hairs, but it's slightly different. I know what he's saying, because, no, believe it or not, somebody texted me yesterday, like, 16 different things you could put under your armpit, including that deodorant is somehow bad for you. Bottom line is this. Evan is an adult. He's a, hold on a second. He is a grown man, and I'm just going to say it. He's the leading guy here on Afternoon Drive. He's rich. You have to put deodorant on. This is ridiculous. It's absurd that he walks around without deodorant on. I'm sorry. And if he doesn't like that, I call him out for tough, go kick rocks, go scratch. Put deodorant on. It's disgusting. There.
So to let you know how strange Evan can be, all right, we got plenty on Evan throughout. I got a text last night from Evan, a side text. Hey, can I have Emmanuel Barbari's number? I'm like, oh, is it a Yankee question? God. Me and Emmanuel close. I love Emmanuel. He then texts me, goes, I got to tell him this pen is tremendous. It turns out Emmanuel recommended a pen to Evan for scoring games because Emmanuel scores all these games. And Evan is like really stuck in his routine. And Evan loved a pen so much that it was a priority to text Emmanuel about it. This while he's not wearing deodorant. These are the priorities he has on a night where he had no work the next day.
I mean, what are we doing?
You know, I'm wondering why he... Would you have to pass him a note in study hall? How does he not have Emmanuel's number? He's a co-worker, play-by-play for the Yankees.
That you never...
I'm a baby.
No, I disagree. I just think... All right, we won't make it about Evan, but I just think, like, you and I, Sean, have been here forever. We're practically furniture at this point. Mm-hmm. We never once, I don't think, didn't have someone's number. You just get people's numbers when you work here because you're coworkers. And, like, we work, like, shift jobs, so we could always be working with different people. Like, Emmanuel's been here for a minute.
Never
and, like I said,
crossed paths enough. Never crossed paths.
Never crossed paths enough. He basically praises the guy all the time.
I'm the locker room leader around here, so I have everybody's number, so that's how it happened. He knew to come to me.
The way you gossip off the air, I don't know if you're a leader. You could, you know, point yourself that, but there's only one real leader around here. We know it's me, so that's...
Patty, if you had to pick somebody out here to appeal to the younger people that work their way up around here like I did, who wears the captaincy?
Are you making me do this?
Just, you could admit it.
It's you.
Thank you. 888-808-1019. Liz on Long Island. Liz, what's up?
Hi, how you doing? You're doing such a great job. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Liz.
Okay, so just let me make a couple of points before anyone hangs up.
Sure.
But it feels like it's Groundhog Day since Greg Bird was playing first base.
Why are you bringing us down the Greg Bird groundhog hole here?
Other thing, he struggles. Okay, look, he's not doing it. Like, you're professional baseball players. If you're not doing your job, I mean, if you're professional. If you're not doing your job, you get fired, right?
Yeah.
That's it. It's nothing personal. Like I told my husband, get rid of this guy, DJ. It's nothing personal. You could see that, Oswaldo Cabrera.
Oswaldo Cabrera.
His energy, you can see his intent is to try to get, and I do feel bad for DJ, but, I mean, this is what you do for a living, right?
Right. No, I completely, Liz, I think you break it up there. I completely agree. But the Yankees, this is the route they go. They don't care if a guy is horrible at their job. They care about paying him. And DJ LeMahieu is basically the new Josh Donaldson, and Aaron Boone can't help himself but continue to run him out there, despite the fact that he's ruining games and we're being lied to because other guys are good versus lefties, as if DJ LeMahieu is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.